extremely encouraged just by, the last time I was thinking of getting up here and how nervous I thought I was going to be, and just like the surplus of people that kind of told me that they're praying for me and stuff like that. It's so encouraging that we have such a family in this church, and I think we need to be really, really thankful for that, because just so many people today kind of mentioned that they were praying for me, and I was like, wow, like, you know, we really are in this together, and with fellowship and that bond we have in Christ, it's amazing how much more comfortable I can feel up here. So I'm extremely excited to be up here, and it's just it's awesome to kind of just be an instrument in the choir of the gospel. So for everything that Christ did for us, I'm extremely humbled just to do things like this, and I think we should be eager to serve. I am going to be speaking about regeneration. I thought that Jabe did an extremely good job of explaining regeneration, so I'm not going to be going into any more depths of defining it or analyzing it, but kind of putting into perspective and using a couple examples I've seen and witnessed and just that I know. So, he used an amazing amount of scripture, and the only verse I had kind of already had a thought about regeneration with the scripture that I had known before I watched the video. And then when I started watching the video, he started like flying through every bit of scripture that I had really ever even heard about this word. So I was like, oh man, like, and then it just kind of worked out that the only verse that I could really find about this this word he didn't use, and it's a pretty common one, a lot of us know. It's in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I'll read that one more time. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is a verse that I think we can tend to regulate it a little bit. I think that everybody kind of knows this verse, and I think that it's a very common verse between new believers and when people first get saved. It's a very common verse for that. And for a long time, I knew this verse, but I never really took it to the depth that we should take it as God's word. And it's saying that we're a new creation. And just sort of doing studying for this, and just the revelation that I've had of how much of a statement this is, that it's saying that we are a new creation. It's not saying that our old life, has gotten, we didn't put any like touch-up paint or white out on our old life, but we are really a new creation in Christ. And I was going, kind of really thinking about examples that I could use for this, and sort of just going through it when I was thinking about preparing this message, and I was kind of like, my mind was really blanking, and I was like, man, we can't really create anything like brand new, like the way this is talking about new. And the only thing that really stuck in my head was a newborn baby. And if you just think about it, and it shouldn't be too hard to think about this because of the surplus of this example that we have running around right now, I think that it's pretty easy to see that when you look at a baby and just how pure and how new a newborn baby is, that is kind of the example that I think of when I think of regeneration and a new life and being a new creation. When Chandler and Gregor had their baby, the day after, I went up to Summerside to see them in the hospital, and I was pretty excited. I was driving up, and I was kind of along for the ride during the whole thing, and it was a long time coming, it felt like, so I was pretty excited that everything went well, and you know, I like babies, so I was pretty excited to go up, but the revelation that I kind of got when I got up there was far exceeding what I thought it was going to be when I got up there. I didn't really expect anything, and it didn't really hit me until after, but the revelation that I got of this new baby was crazy. And when I started preparing this message and reading about a new creation and studying that, it sort of just kind of like came out, and I got to see like what I seen. So I went up, and I got there, and I was kind of like said hey and everything, and asked how it went and whatever you can really ask someone who just gave birth, and I was sitting in a chair, and for about an hour, like Gregor came over with this baby, right, and handed it to me, and was like, wow, it's crazy, right? Like, it just was not here before, and it's just now is here, and I've been hanging out with Chandler and Gregor, and they just didn't have this, and now they're just handing me this, and I'm sitting there for like an hour, and Gregor's kind of telling me some stories about, and I couldn't really listen to Gregor because I was really in awe with the baby, and maybe it was just Gregor's stories, or maybe it was the baby, but yeah, I was sitting in that chair, and I was holding Jade, and I was just like looking at her and watching her and analyzing her for like an hour, and I was like, just the way she was breathing and how frail her fingers are and the skin and how soft her skin is. And I had my arm and my hand behind her back and just the way her ribs would move in and out when she inhaled and exhaled. It was just like, my mind was just blown by the fact that there was a new human in my hands like that. It was unbelievable. And I was kind of thinking, like, you know, maybe this is sort of how God views us when we've come to know Christ. And it's in those characteristics, I mean, that once we come to know Christ and we accept Jesus' death and what he did for us on the cross, and that he offers new life, and once we accept that in Christ, we are now a baby Christian. We are, as Jade mentioned, we come down a birth canal and we are a new Christian. And Jesus looks at us as vulnerable and innocent and new because God sees us hidden in Christ, says in Colossians. And he sees us as his son, and that we're just, his blood pours over us and we are righteous because of that. It's such an amazing thing. And I also think you can kind of relate it to the gospel in a way that, you know, when you think about Chandler and Gregor going to that hospital that day, it was like they woke up and it was just the two of them, and, you know, they got in the car and drove to the hospital and went in the hospital and went in that hospital room, just the two of them. And, you know, time elapses and a lot of things happen, and then what leaves out of that room is something new. It's Chandler, Gregor, and Jade, and it's like what happened that this baby is coming out? And it's exactly like when we look at our life and we look at when we come to Christ and when we walk into that room, per se, of that conversation and that moment when we get right with Christ and we give our life and we say, Lord, I you've died for my sins and I'm a sinner that needs that. And you accept Christ. When you leave that moment, out of that hospital room or out of that conversation with God, our Creator, comes a new creation, something that just was not there before. And it's not a small thing, this verse new and this term new creation. It's amazing. And I've had the pleasure, and just by chance that God was able to use me, and mostly just a mirror reflecting him, this year down at camp, It was amazing. I got to be a counselor for a week. Me and Levi were co-counseling in the 13s and 14s, and man, it was amazing. Like, we were hearing the gospel all week, and our kids in our council, and our kids in our cabin, we were giving them gospel night in, night out, and walking them through the different parts of their need for it. And on the last night, we clearly gave it and expanded on everything, and then just asked and told everybody to just close their eyes and said, because we knew that there was kids that just, like, they were hurting, but they did not know what to do. And we just said, you know, if you want to be saved and you want to be free from your sin, just close your eyes and put your hands up. And a couple of hands went up, and individually we walked them out and we sat down with them, and we watched them get saved. But there was this one kid that the image is just stained in my mind, and when I talk about regeneration, my mind instantly goes to this. There was this kid, and we walked out of the cabin and we started walking to a bench, and I was walking with him, and I looked over and he was like shaking and he couldn't talk and he was crying and just everything was on him at that time. And I walked with him, and I looked over, and my heart was just, like, hurting for him. And we sat down, and he was crying, and he couldn't get himself together, and he was looking at me, and I was facing him on the bench. I was sitting over the bench and looking right at him. And I was like, you can be free from this. And you know the way we've talked about it. And then he bowed his head, and I watched him, and he looked into my eyes, and then he bowed his head, and I bowed my head, and he prayed, and he asked Christ to be his Savior, and he understood that he was a sinner. And when he opened his eyes and looked up at me, it was like I will never lose that picture of just seeing him in his newness and just being completely made new in Christ. And just he stood up and just, he looked like he was 50 pounds lighter, like he was walking with me, a sinner, and he dropped everything. The chains that we talk about that are on us when we're in sin before Christ literally fall off of you when you come to this. And I would just, the face that he looked at me when he put his head down, when he put his head up, and just smiling and just telling me how free he felt. And just, it looked like he breathed in and that last breath of everything that he had on him and all the sin that he was carrying with him. And that breath out is just like everything left, and he was free and he was made a new creation. It's not a small thing. Like until studying this and analyzing it, I read over this verse countless times, and like, you know, being saved, like, okay, your life changes, but to be made a new creation is a real thing. It's a miracle of God. And he has done this. If you've been saved, your life, you are a new creation. And my last challenge that I'll kind of leave with you guys tonight, in Romans 6, because this is the tough part, right, is now that we are a new creation, walking like one. And praise God that we have, you know, the Word of God to instruct us on how to walk, and how much easier it makes it, and that it just, he guides our steps like that. But in Romans 6, in verse 4, it says, "We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life." So this verse is saying our new life as Christians shouldn't look like, you know, white out. It shouldn't look like, you know, a little bit of change. Our new life should be as new as Jesus Christ being resurrected, being dead and resurrected and living. So my challenge to everybody tonight is to analyze your life, to examine yourself and say, what does my life look like as a new creation? To the people at work, is my new life, yeah, it seems a little bit happier? Or am I new, like somebody being dead and raised from the grave? I think everybody in this room could be challenged by that thought, and to examine yourself, I think we can grow a lot in that. I'm just going to close in prayer now. Father in heaven, Lord, we just come to you tonight and just in awe of your power, Lord. Just in the fact that you can take sinners like us, Lord, and make us new and give us a purpose. And not that of anything we deserved, but just out of sheer love, and that you sent your Son out of that love, and that he, dying for us, gave us this free gift to be made new and made spotless, and just to be washed in the blood of your Son and hidden in Christ, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful blessing we have to meet tonight, and we pray that if anybody hadn't come to your Son, the Lord Jesus, with their sins, Lord, that they would do so and they would get right with you and have this new life. Father, we are just unbelievably thankful for your Son and just everything he's done for us. In your name, Lord, I just pray for safety on the way home and just this assembly, Lord. In your name, amen.